spectacular deal ever. That's how important your business is. That's how important reaching our quote is. McCurdy GM Trenton, McCurdyGM.com.
7:43 at Mix 97. It's really been a special week here in Studio 97. We started it on Monday, Family Christmas feature, where we had anyone that wanted to sing us a song in Mix Nation, a Christmas carol. And we had the students from Parkdale Public School, the JKs, sing on Monday. And then we had
They were super cute.
They were. And then we had Frankie Fitzpatrick from Frankfurt yesterday.
Frankie, not as cute.
No.
Oh, I mean, so Frankie's listening in now in Frankfurt, and you've just insulted him. Merry Christmas, Frankie.
Not as cute as little kids, because Frankie is probably a man in his 50s.
Yeah.
Not as cute as little kids. Sorry. Just not.
So it's really gaining momentum. Julie, I'm going to bring you in on this because you're wondering what the hell we're talking about. We had a morning show meeting last week, and Alana and Orlena didn't show up. What would you do? They didn't show up to the meeting, and I brought this feature on. I wanted to do a community Christmas, right, where people phone or send their audio, families to sing. Only 1 minute it could be.
Okay.
In length, and we would play it. With technology now, you can do that. And we had the students from Parkdale on Monday on. They were beautiful. To hear those kids sing, it was like the JKs at their best. And then yesterday, Frankie Fitzpatrick from Frankfurt was amazing with, what song did he do? All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth.
Yeah.
And then
he was all right.
Today, yesterday, I got this beautiful song sent to us from a loyal listener by the name of Gabriel Ascott. And the audio is not there because I guess I deleted it somehow.
Oops.
In the email. We were going to play her today, so we don't have anybody.
You know what? When Sean says I deleted it somehow, that would be when he pressed delete and moved it into the trash after he thought he had it forwarded to you and I.
Yes.
And he didn't forward with attachment, so we didn't get the attachment.
Gabriel Ascott, please resend us your audio. We've reached out to you, the producer of the show has, to send us your audio. So what do you think of that idea? Community Christmas, people get the phone up and or send us their audio of the Christmas song, of a Christmas song.
Well, I think that's a great idea.
Thank
Obviously,
you.
People are participating in it.
Yeah.
Can they send things besides Christmas songs or just Christmas songs?
No, we just want Christmas. I'm not going to play. Okay. I don't want to hear them doing, a pop tune that's on the charts like Drake or something, right? We'll save that for January. That's a good idea, though. Okay.
Full of ideas.
Really disappointed that we didn't have Gabrielle's version today.
Maybe Gabrielle will still send it in to you.
I hope she will.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Julie this morning is in for Julie's year-end rant.
We're not going to turn this into a rant. We're going to have a conversation about it. But it easily could be a rant, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, because over the past few weeks in Canada, and actually not just in Canada, we could look at England, Europe, lots of places. We've been hearing about government decisions and criticisms that governments are not taking into account unintended consequences. You know, so probably we should start by saying that everyone listening, everyone here in the studio has probably experienced making a well-intended decision that in hindsight didn't have the outcome that you wanted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except for you, Sean. Have you always made good decisions with no negative outcomes?
No. You know, that's not true.
How does she know it's not true? Do you want to share?
No. There was one, I think it was 78, I made a poor choice.
Oh, okay.
No.
You have to really go back. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, last week I was driving into the radio station and I came in and you were all having this conversation about the banning of that song, you know, Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yeah.
All right. So I got the sentiment behind it as we were talking about it. All right. So somehow these people making the decision at CBC to not play it decided that it was not in line with the hashtag MeToo movement. But what I didn't get was they're overlooking the negative consequences of that decision, such as, you know, just on a very surface level. But what happens when you start as a government-funded radio station, you know, randomly selecting songs that you feel are not appropriate with today's culture and just getting rid of them? So I didn't get that piece. I didn't get the piece that it ends up kind of alienating people from, you know, from the movement that they're trying to promote, because people find it's just pretentious and over the top. So I didn't get those, that someone had made that decision without looking at those consequences. Now, I understand that they have brought the song back, because there's
been, but that
really speaks to, they hadn't thought about those negative consequences ahead of time. So, you know, that's a song, and we can all say, well, who really cares about that? Well, you know, maybe we don't really care about, you know, Baby It's Cold Outside. I didn't super care about that song. But I do care about decisions that get made without people looking at what can be the other outcomes that come with that. And so after that happened, I started really kind of like thinking about, well, what are the other things? You know, we hear lots in the news about decisions that get made and people being unhappy. And I think a lot of decisions get made with good intent, right? So we've all done that. We've made, you know, we've thought we're doing the right thing, but then the outcome is not that. Or there's some of the good outcome, but then there's also some negative stuff that happens. So, you know, we can all do this, but how do we avoid that, right? That's the big question, because we can't foresee the future. But what we can do is we can pay attention to, what does it mean to have unintended consequences? So, you know, that means just what it says, essentially. The outcome of a well-intended action creates unanticipated consequences. So I don't know, in this case, did CBC think about those unintended consequences, or did they just kind of get on this boat saying, you know, we're behind this movement, we're going to do whatever it takes, and essentially not thinking about that perhaps they were doing more damage. And also, you know, what that means for just, you know, music and literature and everything else. So how does that affect us on an individual level? Because you said, you know, back in 78, you made a decision, you know.
I was joking.
Okay. So
it
back
was 77.
In, it was 77. So, okay. So back in 2000 and whatever, you made a decision that had a negative consequence. So then how do you come back from that? Are those things you can avoid, or are there those things that we just have to live with and change direction? So if you think about, you know, something that you have made a decision about and then you wish you hadn't, we don't have to like get into all the shoulds, because sometimes we make decisions and we're like, okay, so we made that decision. Now we have to own it and move forward. So I did a little research and came up with several articles that addressed unintended consequences of well-meaning decisions about parenting and education. And as parents, we do our best, right? So Sean, you're a parent. Alana, you're a parent. Mm-hmm. Have you thought about, you know, some of the unintended things that came with parenting your kids?
Yes.
Yeah. So can you give an example?
I would like to keep it private. No comment.
All righty then. So if we go back to just things that are happening in the schools, okay, let's look at an IEP. So that's an individual educational plan for students. So actually, a couple of weeks ago, I had a parent walk into my office, and she had written down the recommendations that came with the IEP for her child. And she was happy. This parent was very happy with the recommendations, because she felt it was going to help her child, a high school student, be successful in school. So she read them out to me, and it basically it said, Lucy should not be forced to present in front of the class. Lucy should not be called out in class. Lucy should be able to wear headphones to support her in coping. Lucy should write her test separately from the other students. Lucy should have the option of working independently from the classroom. Okay, so this parent was quite happy, because she felt like this was going to really support her child in being successful.
It was like a victory for the family,
Yeah. Okay, but is there really a victory in there? Because no. This, you're saying no. Okay. And because when I read those out loud and the parent's very happy, I then asked the question, okay, so what is Lucy going to do when she leaves high school? How is Lucy going to get any better by avoiding anything that causes discomfort? How is Lucy going to learn math, science, when she has headphones on? And how is Lucy going to be assessed so that we know that what she's doing, that she knows what she's doing? These are the unintended consequences that not only parents need to consider, but we as a society need to consider. So these are the things that we need to pay attention to around consequences.
Welcome back, Dr. Julie Galthorpe, in moments. Bing Crosby, Sun Mix 97.